Possible side effects include loss of scalp and penis.
Salt Lake Soundcheck.
If it's local,
if it rocks, it's on K-Bear 101.
Salt Lake Soundcheck.
K-Bear 101.
Soundcheck on K-Bear 101, your 1 hour of local music right here, right now. I will be your big, bald, bearded, beautiful host, Corky, for tonight's show. Right, guys?
Beautiful.
Why are you laughing? So I hear laughs out there. What's the laugh about?
Beautiful. Just how we're
it's,
laughing how accurate that
cause,
is.
Cause And with me tonight, straight from the ICP concert at the Complex, Hype Man 5000. Second banana to the Salt Lake Soundcheck, Adam Boss.
What's
real
sketchy?
Wait, you got on the mic.
What it do? What it do? I'm screwed up both sides. My bad.
How you doing? How was your show?
It was pretty awesome, man. We rocked it. We drank a lot of Faygo. We jumped around like maniacs. We painted our faces.
Is that why you're all sticky and wet?
Yeah.
From the Faygo?
That's why.
All right. We'll just leave that one alone, right? Right, Adam Boss? We've got Tiger Fang in here tonight. They have a couple of new songs that we're going to show off to everybody in Salt Lake City. But before we move on, we got to thank Outlaw Distillery for being our sponsor tonight. OutlawDistillery.com, 552 West, 8360 South. It's Adam Boss's favorite coffee rum ever in the whole world.
It's always good, people.
And there's other drinks like white whiskey.
They got a little something for everybody. Moonshine. Whatever you like, they got a little something rum. For you.
You guys are nodding your heads. You guys know about Outlaw Distillery. Oh, yeah. Yes. 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 Good stuff. So they have gift cards too. So Adam Boss and I will take those gift cards from you if you buy them for us. That'd be great.
My birthday's coming up next year, people.
My birthday's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And he's got a big birthday party at the Royal, so maybe you should come out and bring a gift card with you.
We'll have sound check shout outs and Corky's mom's to-do list. And if you guys do have questions for Tiger Fang, go ahead and text them in 801-570-KBER 5237. 801-570-KBER
5237.
If you guys text in, I have tickets for you. There's a couple of shows I have tickets for, and you can choose which one you want. So this August 24th and 25th at Leatherheads, we have Vince Neil on the 24th and Brett Michaels on the 25th. And we have local bands opening for those. Vince Neil, Reload is opening for Vince Neil. Riding Gravity is opening for Brett Michaels. So it's going to be a big, big, big party.
You want to be there, and you got a chance to get free tickets.
That weekend. So if you want to get some tickets, your chance to get tickets, text in a question, 801-570-KBER. We also have the second annual Outlaw Birthday Bash Party at Liquid Joe's August 31st. So if you want to go to that, that's Truce and Blood, Encrypted, Disengaged, and Raise the Pyre.
The Outlaw Distillery Boys are always supporting local music. They're always out there giving a...
It's a big bash for Outlaw Distillery, for sure. So if you want to go to that show... Go ahead and text in a question, and you just might be going to it.
No,
are you guys going to text? Are you guys going to text a question?
I love Liquid Joe. That's Tiger... one of my favorite venues.
Good, good. Is Tiger Fang going to send in a question for yourselves?
Is that kind of like
you might win
choking your own chicken?
You just might win. Let's go around the room and have you guys introduce yourselves. Tell us what you do in the band, and tell us something. What do you think, Adam Boss? What your favorite soft drink is?
I'm Walt, and I like beer. Is that a soft?
That's a soft drink.
Is that a hard drink?
It's a hard drink.
It's a hard drink.
Close enough for me, brother.
I don't know.
And you do the vocals.
I do the vocals. I'm the vocalist. I drink microphone. I guess. That's what
there you
that's
go.
What I do.
Okay, and beer.
Doesn't make any sense.
And beer. The hard drink.
The hard drink. Well, I'm Jesse, and I play guitar, and I drink a lot of Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Was it 31 flavors?
He that's knew not before I
23 know. Flavors. 23 flavors in one can.
Yeah. That's a lot of flavors. That's a lot of flavor. How do they put all that flavor in there?
That's a soft drink, by the way.
Soft drink.
Yeah, right. But you can put hard drink in it.
I rearranged.
All right, and next.
My name's Nate. I play drums, and I don't drink soda.
You just drink the hard stuff.
Just drink the hard stuff.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Beer and
boring old beer.
And next.
My name is Carlos, and I like whiskey.
Okay. What do you do in the band?
I play the bass.
Okay. Yeah. You just get right to the important stuff.
That's weird because Outlaw Distillery has whiskey.
Yes, they do.
And great whiskey, great prices.
Right.
Always good.
Yes, it's always good for sure. They got bourbon whiskey too. So it's good stuff.
Very nice.
We've got, I just mentioned the show, the Outlaw Distillery Birthday Bash, and one of the bands that's playing on that is Truce and Blood, and I'm going to go ahead and play them right now to give you a little taste of what you could be experiencing August 31st. If you text in questions, you just might win tickets. So go ahead, don't be scared, ask a question for Tiger Fang, or Adam Boss, Hype Man 5000, or Corky, whatever you want. And
ask us something.
Yeah.
Tiger Fang's the only one they're going to be answering, though. So whatever. Do what you do.
All right. So here's some Truth and Blood. It's called The Righteous on the Salt Lake Soundcheck. K-Bear 101.
Woo!
The Righteous, Truth and Blood, right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. We have Tiger Fang in the studio tonight.
Whoa.
Yeah! What have you guys been up to? You guys had a show at the Depot last weekend. How was that?
Depot with Racist Kramer, Problem Daughter, and Gallagher. It was awesome.
Was it the first time you played the Depot?
So they did like an all-locals thing, which is pretty awesome for the Depot, supporting local music.
Right.
Which is great. And the show is super successful.
Uh-huh.
They did like 3 times the amount. I mean, I know like the bar did really well, so...
Good.
That's what all the bands were about, just having a good time.
Yeah.
And it was like a punk rock show, and we were like sort of the hardcore punk rock, I guess, on the show. So
we were a little out of place.
Yeah, a little bit out of place, but we felt right at home, honestly. And the Depot, amazing venue. Amazing crew.
Yeah.
Amazing sound.
Right.
It was phenomenal.
Tell us about your experience.
It really is, though. Like, just another note on the Depot. Like, seriously, the way they take care of bands there, man. Local bands, doesn't matter who. They treat everybody great. The place, the venue kicks butt. The sound is awesome. But seriously, the people that work there are just awesome.
So professional,
people, man.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Everybody.
They treated us like we were rock stars. It was cool stuff, man. It's always a good time.
We felt like a real band.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You were in one of the green rooms, right? Where everyone signed their names and all that. Yeah.
We're a real band.
We're a real band. Did you guys sign your name on the wall?
No, they kicked
us
out.
We had too much of a good time.
Oh, they kicked you out. They were so great that they kicked you out.
That's when you know you've hit a big
that's
time.
That's when you know. You've been kicked out of the Depot.
I had the marker in my hand, and I was going to do it. The guy was like, all right, we're clearing out the green rooms. And then I just kind of felt weird about it, and I just left.
You're just like, oh, I'm
that's when you here. Just got to go for it, brother. That's when you just got to
just do it next time you're there.
While she's watching, just like real quick.
And you guys have been together for how long now?
This group of people right here has been together for like 4.5 years.
I don't even know. I feel like a bad band boyfriend right now. Like, when's our anniversary? Oh, I don't know, babe. I don't know.
I don't know, babe. You tell me. Wait. Okay, so you've been around for a while. Yeah.
A while, yeah.
You have an album out before this.
We had an album out. We had a C-release show.
Bar Deluxe.
Bar Deluxe. Such a great place. Yeah, I like that place.
What's it called now? The Beehive?
The Beehive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No liquor there, I don't believe anymore.
Right.
Still cool, though.
So you have that album out. What is it called? Endangered?
Yeah.
And then you're working on a new album right now. We have a couple songs that we want to play tonight that are pretty new.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
Yeah, very new.
That will be out pretty soon. And so that's what we're doing right now.
They're so new they haven't been mastered. That's how new they are.
But they're pretty much mastered. They're pretty close to it. Yeah, yeah. It's like the final version of the song is called Gym X. Do you want to talk about that? You're telling me off the air, it's kind of like a welcome back. Hey, we're coming back.
It's definitely welcome back. It's definitely about coming back for sure into what we are now, just kind of like the regrowth and what we become. It's definitely a reflection of the underground here in Salt Lake, that definite anti-mainstream kind of movement. And so it's a very Utah underground song, I guess. So you'll see what it means, I guess, in the meantime. But it's about a strong relationship with your Lord and Savior. So.
Oh, great. Good. This is...
We'll see you in 3 minutes.
This is
that
a sound check exclusive right here from Tiger Fang called Gym X. Brand new song on the Salt Lake Soundcheck. It's K-Bear 101.
Sorry if you hear this song.
More time. It's been a while since I've wanted you inside of me.
Tiger Fang, Jim X, right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. Brand spanking new song!
Brand new one.
It's spanking.
I didn't know, when to turn it off, all that the noise in the background at the end of the song. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, a little fuzzies
and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. Outro, when do I stop this song? Is it over yet or not?
It keeps going for like another hour like that, so I'm glad you cut it then.
We've got some text questions coming in. These people want to win either Vince Neil and Brett Michaels tickets, combo, both nights.
Everywhere Rose has its thorn.
August 24th is Vince Neil. August 25th is Brett Michaels.
That's a duo.
It's at Leatherheads, and it's going to be an awesome weekend. It's the best weekend ever, pretty much.
That's
my birthday weekend, too. That even makes it even better.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You're having a birthday party when I'm heading out of town. Thanks, Corey.
Hey, that's how I plan stuff like that.
It's only the second year in a row you've done this to me.
You quit going on tour then. And then also we have the second annual Outlaw Birthday Bash on August 31st at Liquid Joe's. Truce and Blood, Encrypted, Disengaged, and Raise the Pyre. If you want to go to any of those shows, text in the question. Christy Foster has sent in a question or two.
Thanks, Christy.
Do you want to hear what she has to say?
I would love to hear what Christy has to say.
Christy wants to know, what's the very first song you sang or wrote?
For Tiger Fang, it was Saves, the first one on Endangered.
On the album, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one. I actually finished writing it in the studio while we were there.
Uh-huh.
But the writing process is really interesting. Sometimes in the studio, everything changes, and that was one of those songs for sure.
Okay. But that was the first one for Tiger Fang.
We demoed at our buddy Randy's house, and that's when I wrote it. I finished it in the studio, like right there. They had the guitars and everything were all finished for it and everything like that, but I finished lyrics for that song.
Nice.
That's why it's so bad.
There's another question from Unnamed. I saw Tiger Fang at the Depot. I don't want to say...
Thanks, Unnamed.
Yeah, Unnamed. Why is a lead singer so sexy?
CJ probably.
is that CJ Coop?
did you text that in, Walt?
No, but
my brother Flip, every time we're in here, he texts his own questions.
Making me blush in here.
They actually have a real question. And where did the name come from, Tiger Fang?
Carlos, that's for you, bud. You were there.
So we were hanging out at our old drummer's house, and we're just drinking and having a good time, and kind of just wanted to change the name that we had before.
What was it before?
It was Roxbro.
Okay.
So it was Roxbro. Like super emo. So so we're like, we're trying to come up with names, and then just Tiger Fang is kind of just, that was just the one.
It's the one that stuck.
Yeah. Because it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
kinda
it is cool. I don't know. Tiger Fang, man.
Tiger Fang.
It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, I guess.
It's your damn band name, man.
Is that like the clone off of Anchorman? Is that kind of the same deal? Like you guys are the Tiger Fang? I can't remember what it's called.
Tiger Fang or something.
Look, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah. Also, what's your all's favorite song to play?
Probably, I would say 20 Days Later is probably my favorite one, awesome. Off Endangered.
And we're playing that later on tonight.
We'll be playing that later on tonight. Yeah. It's still a great song. Love to play it live. We change up lyrics. We change up stuff live all the time.
Awesome.
So we try and keep it interesting.
Oh, that's nice. All right.
Beer showers and whatnot.
Is that purposeful or just like, just let it go, man? Just let it go, man.
We'll get some more text questions as we go along. If you want to win those tickets to Vince Neil and Brett Michaels together at Leatherheads, August 24th, 25th, go ahead and send in a question and let me know which one you want to go to. And then also the Outlaw Distillery show, the Metal Night show at Liquid Joe's August 31st. So let me know which one you want to go to and you might just win.
Yeah, and if you have a question of which Outlaw Distillery drinks me and Corky like, if you don't want to do, give
answer.
Just text it in. Some tickets?
Just say, right? Just ask which one's Adam's favorite and you might win something. All right, it's time, you guys. For sound check shout-outs. That's right. Local musicians, they have birthdays too.
Yeah, they're real people, everybody, okay? Musicians are real people.
And we call them sound check shout-outs. First one up. You guys can help us out if you like. You'll see what we do when we get going here. Travis from Outside Infinity.
Yeah, Travis.
Woo! Travis!
Happy sound check shout-out!
Yeah, Travis!
Last week, I think it was last, no, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, we celebrated this guy's birthday. His birthday's actually on the 14th of this week, on Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Casey Baird from K-Bear 101. Casey!
The Night Ranger. Night Rockets.
Oh. Happy Soundcheck shout out! You want to do your Casey again? Yeah. Really quick?
No, I'm good.
Night Rocker. Night Rocker. Okay, all right. All right.
Sorry, Casey. I love you.
Is it Andreas from Burn the Gallows? Ooh. Andreas?
Happy Soundcheck shout out!
Eric Santoro from the Wayne Hoskins Band. Eric.
Happy Soundcheck shout out!
Zane Atkinson from Fourth Right. Zane.
Happy Soundcheck shout out!
And Adam from Urban Empire. Adam.
Happy Soundcheck shout out!
All right, good job, guys. Thanks for joining in. Woo. Tiger Fang.
We'll get there eventually.
That was really excellent, to be honest with you. That was really excellent.
We'll have more music on the way. We're going to play some Riding Gravity coming up, which was on unrealconcerts.com tonight at 7 o'clock. If you missed it, then you missed it. You should never miss it again.
Yeah, and you can also actually log in and check it out again. So get to it, people.
And we'll have some more brand spanking new music from Tiger Fang. Woo. It's a Salt Lake Soundcheck right here on K-Bear 101.
Next song's called Spank.
The Salt Lake Soundcheck.
Press 1.
Playing as many of the best local artists as we can until they kick us out.
Oh, come on! Where's your balls?
On K-Bear 101.
Riding Gravity, Heave Ho on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. They were just on unrealconcerts.com, and you can check that out every Sunday night at 7 o'clock at unrealconcerts.com. And if you want to be a part of that show, go ahead and hit up unrealconcerts.com and try to get on it. It's free to play. It's free to watch. It goes all over the world, and it's fun.
And you get to hang out with the beautiful Miss Tess.
And
the Besla and
Dano, the Mano.
Big sexy Dano, mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe Tiger Fang could be the next one of the next guests on their show.
Yeah, maybe Tiger Dane.
Tess.
Maybe Tiger Dane can be on next.
Where's Tessa?
Tesla the Besla. She's one of the hosts for the show.
There we go. We gotta get in touch.
With Dano. So hit up unrealconcerts.com if anyone wants to go be on that show. It's really cool. 7 o'clock on Sunday nights. Next week, I believe it's Veronica Blue. Will be on, so make sure to check that out. We've got Tiger Fang in the studio tonight.
What's up?
We're playing new songs that you guys have been working on. What do you think about that? That's pretty cool.
It's pretty neat.
When are we going to hear these? Like, when is it going to come out? When are they going to be an EP?
Yeah, tell us a little bit.
Are they going to be a single? Or
so? Yeah, we're going to do some. We're going to probably do a single. We're going to do some EPs coming up here. We're going to do one EP coming out in the next few months or so.
Yep.
Right, mm-hmm. And then we got probably another EP coming out next year, and from then on we'll probably do another CD after that. Just keep
doing CDs,
just till we die,
and just keep touring and playing shows,
yeah,
and
just all the time.
Have you guys been on a tour recently?
So we went out to Elko.
With Elko, that's right,
Elko, Nevada.
Hey,
we love Elko.
Not a tour, a little weekend warrior type thing. Is what nice. We do. It's interesting touring out in. The Midwest Utah area, and all that right. Stuff.
In the middle of Nevada.
Yeah, in the middle of Nevada. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's
a really beautiful city. I mean, it's a great place just to go visit. Anyways, really.
No, it really is. It's nice. It was smoky out there at this time because all the fires everywhere.
Right,
it was nuts, man. It was just gray everywhere. It was,
awesome.
It
was Nevada's really beautiful at night.
Oh, dude. It's the best at night.
All right, Adam.
That's the best time.
You
really like Nevada, don't you?
We love Nevada. Hey, so anyway, we've been doing some text questions, and we've had a few come in. Congratulations to Christy Foster. She won the Vince and Brett combo deal on Leatherheads for Leatherheads on August 24th.
What's up, Christy? Call me. What's up?
And what we have left is the Outlaw Distillery birthday bash going on August 31st at Liquid Joe's. Truce and Blood, Encrypted, Disengaged, Raise the Pyre. If you want tickets for that show, let me know. Text in a question and let me know. Continuing on, Jesse has a question. from somebody. I don't know who it is. It's unnamed.
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 Jesse, does your mother know where you are?
I think so.
Look, that's a personal question, people. I mean, seriously?
I don't really check in with her every day. Okay.
Anymore.
It's every
other
day. I stopped that last week.
It's every other day.
Every other day now.
Last week, huh?
All right.
It's a new thing.
All right, all right.
They're working on it.
We had to ask it. They sent a question and we have to ask it on the air.
I think that was Cameron.
I thought it was unnamed, but...
Your mom needs to know where you are. She knows where I am. It's important.
Nate has a question also. Nate, you ready for this one?
I don't know.
If Nate were an animal, what would he be?
Boy. Well, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Should we all answer that question?
Yeah, you should all answer the question.
Answer should come from all the other band, for sure.
Yeah, have the other members answer it for Nate. What is Nate?
Walt, if I was an animal, what would I be?
What would Nate be?
The animal from the Muppets. The drummer.
The animal.
Okay, what kind of animal is
it? What is it? What is it? What is
the animal from the Muppets?
But what is animal?
I don't know. He's an animal. I don't know. What do you think?
This is like the soda question. You guys just keep jumping all over the place. Seriously.
Is that just a comp out? Like?
Clearly a sloth.
A sloth.
Nate says he'd be a sloth. Okay. Do you move?
Sloth.
Do you move that slow? Are you really that slow?
I'm just patient.
You're patient.
We're patient too.
What about Walt? What would you be?
Jeez Louise.
What do you think, Walt?
That's not an animal. You.
Not an animal. What, an insect? What am I?
Yeah. Praying mantis.
Yeah.
Always praying.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What do you guys think he would be?
Well, I answered.
Gee, this is a weird question. It's Animorphs. Remember those books?
Someone should be a tiger or something.
I guess
nobody in this band can be a tiger.
No one's a tiger. It's like Power Rangers. We come together and form the tiger.
Oh, I see. You form the tiger fang.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Well, not even the full tiger. Just one fang.
It's just the fang from it.
All right. We'll move on.
Yeah, we suck at animals.
Well, hey, Nate's very good. We found out that Nate's a sloth. There we go.
That's the most important thing.
It is today, you know.
There we go. Now we got the most important question out of the way there. Well, let's move on. Let's get more new music from you guys. We have a new one called Club 33.
Club 33. You got it. You nailed it. Yes.
And that's all we need to talk about.
That's it.
I don't know. Yeah, is there something more to this song? No?
There's
no,
enough.
Nothing there? Nothing nothing we want to talk about?
There's definitely no story behind that at all.
Well, let's move along then.
All
let's
right. Keep it going. So it's called Club 33. Isn't that like the club at Disneyland?
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun place. I've never been there.
All right. Okay. Well, let's just hear the song. Why don't we?
Fair enough. That's fair.
It's a sound check exclusive right here from Tiger Fang. It's called Club 33. We will be hearing it soon. Soon, soon, soon. Here it is on the Salt Lake Sound Check.
Yeah.
K-Bear.
Right now? Right now?
Where'd you go? Yeah.
Tiger Fang right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. That was a Soundcheck exclusive with Club 33 right here. What did you think, Adam Boss? Pretty angry.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Pretty angry and tough.
I failed it.
Tough, aggressive.
And crazy cool.
I failed it.
You felt it?
Everything I'm not.
No, you don't even know what animal you are. You're like, I don't even know.
You're like, it's like when you hit the stage, you turn into the honey badger.
Honey badger.
Right here, you're the nice little sweet poodle, and then you hit the stage, and you turn into the damn honey badger.
Yeah. So, we got Tiger Fang. We just heard two brand new songs from you guys coming out pretty soon, hopefully. It's exciting stuff, man.
We're stoked about it. We're stoked to give people the music.
That's what we want. It. We want more of it. We want more of your music. Give you the music. So if you guys have any questions for Tiger Fang, go ahead and text them in 801-570-KBER. We'd love to hear what you want to know about Tiger Fang. What were you saying off the air? You were saying the would you rather questions?
Give us some would you rather questions. Those are the best kind of questions.
Okay, if anyone has a would you rather question, go ahead and text it in right now and we'll do it. We'll get to it.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it to it. We're going to thank Outlaw Distillery for being our sponsor for the Salt Lake Soundcheck. They support local music, support Metal Night, a lot of local metal bands. And they have a big show coming up August 31st at Liquid Joe's. It's the second annual Outlaw Birthday Bash. Truce and Blood will play it, Encrypted, Disengaged, and Raise the Pyre.
It's going to be a great show. That's a rowdy show.
It's going to be a good show. August 31st, it's a Friday night, so that's perfect. We're ready to go. We're ready for the weekend. Thank you, Outlaw Distillery. And now, it's time for Corky's Mom's To-Do List. That's right. My mom makes a list of concerts and events for me to go to this week, and I'm going to do it, damn it. You know why?
Because you don't ever disappoint your mama. And speaking of which, Corky, does your mom know where you're at tonight?
Yeah, she better.
All right.
She better know.
Okay, we're good. We're solid. We're solid now.
So
does Nate's mom know where he's at?
I have an update, and my mom knows where I'm at.
Okay, good.
We're in the clear.
We're not disappointing anybody's mom.
There we go. Moms are listening tonight.
My mom's disappointed, I'm sure.
She doesn't believe in the media.
On Saturday, August 18th, at the Royal, Circus Sick will be here with False Witness, Dipped in Whiskey, and Davidian. So don't miss that show. That's on Saturday.
That sounds like a
Saturday
good show.
Night, huh?
August 18th, right. August 24th and 25th, you're going to want to be out at Leatherheads for Vince Neil and Brett Michaels. Vince Neil is on August 24th with Reloaded and School of Rock. And then August 25th is Brett Michaels with Jagertown and Riding Gravity. You can buy both shows for only $59. And you can only do that at Leatherheads. So you have to go down to Leatherheads to get that deal right there, right now. Go down there.
Go on to unrealconcerts.com and check out Riding Gravity. They're going to be jamming with Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Get a little taste, a little touch.
Yeah, you can go to Unreal Concerts and watch the past shows. Unrealconcerts.com and watch the past shows, too. So it's going to be awesome.
And then go down and see him rock out
at
Leatherheads.
Yeah.
With Brett Michaels.
Is that what's that?
It's unreal.
It's unreal?
It's unreal.
That should be their tagline.
It's
unreal concerts. It's unreal. It's so unreal.
We're doing work in here.
Yeah, you guys are helping out. Tiger Fang, you're going to be on the show on their show one of these days. So
one of these days.
One of these days. You got to make it. Got to make it happen. All right. What's next, you guys? What should we do?
Let's ask the Night Rocker, Corky.
Let's do some commercials. We have to do that, and then we'll come back with some more Tiger Fang, get to thank yous and all that good stuff. And maybe some more questions if you guys want to text in, 801-570-KBER. It's the Salt Lake Soundcheck on K-Bear 101.
So good, it's criminal. Handcrafted and original.
Outlaw Distillery, locally owned and operated. Outlaw Distillery creates their spirits with personal care. Come tour the distillery, pick up a bottle at your local store, and visit outlawdistillery.com.
Outlaw Distillery. Some choice, it's criminal.
Playing the best indigenous rock for more than a decade. Salt Lake Soundcheck, Utah's local rock station, K-Bear 101.
It is the Salt Lake Soundcheck on K-Bear 101. I am your big, bald, bearded, beautiful host, Corky, for tonight's show. And Hype Man 5000 is here with me also.
You actually are, I think, are a little more beautiful tonight with that beard, Corky.
Am I?
I think like another level of beauty.
Thank you. We have the beautiful band Tiger Fang in the studio tonight. Yeah. You're welcome.
It's beautiful altogether.
I feel like if it was an 80s movie, like you guys would come up, it'd be like almost brawl time, but you'd like throw out the other crowd like, Tiger Fang! And then you roll out. Like,
oh, that'd be great.
Just a quick cameo.
Tiger Fang!
Go break through the window and then Tiger Fang!
Like, break through the window. Yeah. For the backstage. Yeah. Just run through the window.
I'm thinking of 80s weird movie.
Tiger Fang!
Roll credits.
Well, we've enjoyed having you in here tonight, you guys. It's been
Thanks
short.
For having us.
It's been
Thank
sweet.
You so much for us.
Thank
this
you.
Great.
But we played two new songs that we're going to hear pretty soon coming out shortly for everybody to grab and to listen to on their own.
Yeah, on their own.
Yeah.
By themselves.
By themselves in their own room.
In their own room, in their closet.
Definitely music you listen to without friends. Yeah.
Right. Just don't listen to it with the friends, please. It's music you want to listen to alone.
Yeah. Just show it to your mom. She'll love it.
Yeah, she will. She does love it. Alone.
She'll know who we are.
We've had some fun text questions too, and I kind of want to end on a couple more
questions.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah, Let's do it.
Tiger Fang boys, what's each of yours drink of choice? Love Coop.
Oh, love that guy.
My drink is that tall drink of CJ Coop.
Oh,
yeah, buddy. Get some.
Where can you get some of that?
He's the man.
His address is.
I got his number right.
We know
here,
where you live.
I'm gonna let everybody know. So actually, my favorite drink. You asked about soft drinks earlier when we gave you hard drinks. So
yeah,
I do like beer, but actually I do like vodka. Nobody nobody likes vodka.
Yeah.
I guess I do.
I know a lot of people who like vodka.
So yeah, okay, cool. There you go.
Yeah,
that's
right. You're not alone.
Quick question: have you ever had Taka vodka?
Very alone.
I think it's called Taka vodka.
What's
it is the cheapest, most smooth vodka ever in this world.
Which one?
Taka's smooth?
It's not bad. It does not suck.
Boy, here
it's pretty
we go,
good.
Guys.
I don't know, man. That's
this later.
Okay.
Is this going to be a Tiger Fang brawl?
All right. We're going to talk about this off the air. We're going to have a big old brawl going
tiger
on.
Tiger fight.
All right. Another good one here. Would you rather question?
Yes.
Would you rather be famous when you are alive and forgotten when you die, or unknown when you are alive but famous after you die? Do you guys get that? Do you guys get it?
Both of them.
Can we go with option A?
Yeah.
I want option B, dude.
So Nate,
we'll see you there.
I want to be hidden in the shadows.
Okay, so you want option B, Nate.
Everybody will know, you know.
Walt wants option A.
Your Picasso over
option
there cutting
A
off your
sure.
ear, sending
it. Carlos,
option A.
Option A.
100%.
Jesse.
Option A.
Like a sloth.
You guys all want the limelight.
Give me that
you're alive.
Give me that
while you're alive.
Flavor my beer with that lime.
Well, it's time to say goodbye, you guys. I want to thank Outlaw Distillery before we leave. They're at 552 West, 8360 South.
Thanks, Outlaw.
OutlawDistillery.com. Go check it out. They have tours and tastings Tuesday through Saturday. And just go ahead.
Tastings?
Yeah.
What?
Go on down, you guys.
You have to try out the coffee room. Yum, yum.
Yeah.
Good in the morning, good at night. Always a sweet delight.
There you go. We thank those guys for supporting the local scene and the metal bands here and the Salt Lake Soundcheck.
Thank you guys for supporting local scene.
Doing
this show, keeping local music alive in Utah.
We love it. Do you guys have anybody else you want to thank while we're at it?
The Depot, big time again for that.
Had a great show last week.
CJ Coop. I want to thank Lucky from Sound vs. Silence for putting out our first album. I love that dude.
Bryant Flores
for being the man all the time, every time, dealing with us. I almost swore right then.
It's not time to say goodbye.
That's good work. That's good. That was good work. That was solid.
That's how much that filter's starting to fade.
Anyone else? Are we good?
Thank Jesse's mom for knowing where he is.
Someone asked if they could have Jesse's mom's phone number.
They probably already have it.
Okay.
Carlos has got it, so.
Slide into my DM.
Okay.
Yeah,
hit up Carlos for Jesse's mom's number, everybody.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Corky.
You're welcome, you guys.
Oh, also, Corky, I would just want to throw this in. I would like to thank myself for coming out tonight. And all you guys out there listening, you're welcome. Hype Man 5000 out. Tiger Fang.
Don't be dropping the mic on us now. All right, guys. We have one more song from you. It's off your old album. Your first album.
It is the old album.
We
got the new one coming
out.
The old music.
It is 28 days right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck. Thanks for coming in, guys. We'll look for you soon, out and about, doing some shows. 28 days here, Tiger Fang, K-Bear, 101.
28 days later!
Side effects include loss of scalp and penis.
Salt Lake Soundcheck. If it's local,
if it rocks,
it's on K-Bear 101.
Salt Lake Soundcheck.
K-Bear 101.